Hello, folks. You're at CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM, and this is your host for the Swing and Jazz Blues Show, Jeff Steger. We'll play a few tunes, and I'll say a big thank you to DJ Ethic for a fine selection of tunes tonight, and we'll start our show shortly. And in the meantime, welcome aboard to our, get this, 50th show. So many people to thank, so many people to make note of, and thanks so much for listening in, folks. And we're just going to play a few tunes here, and we'll be back on the air with some talk shortly. See you in a bit.
Hi, I'm Victoria Kidd. You're listening to Swing and Blues Radio on CKMS 100.3.
Just got your letter, baby. Too bad you can't come home. I swear I'm going crazy, sitting here all alone. Since you gone, I got a mellow blue. I ain't slept a wink since Sunday. I can't eat a thing all day. Every day is just Blue Monday. Since you've been away, since you're gone, I got a mess out of blue. Whoops, there goes a teardrop rolling down my face. If you cry, gotta get myself together before I lose my mind. I'm gonna catch the next train going and leave my blues behind. Since you're gone, I got a mess out of blues. Whoops, there goes a teardrop on my face. If you cry when you're alone, sure ain't no disgrace. I gotta get myself together before I lose my mind. I'm gonna catch the next train going and leave my blues behind. Since you're gone,
well, I'm tore up, drunk as I could be. Well, my head is ragged as a head cold with no teeth.
Shake the thing in my face. treat me more like a stranger than you do my wife. You done got so bad here lately, I can't think about it twice. Yeah, angel, angel, go ahead. You haven't did nothing wrong, so go ahead, angel, go ahead. You haven't did nothing wrong, so go ahead, angel, go ahead. You haven't did nothing wrong, so go ahead, angel, go ahead.
Hi, this is Naomi Uyama. I'll be singing and dancing my way into Waterloo for the very first time, November 21st, with the Gordon Webster Band. You are listening now to CKMS
100.3. They call it that Jersey bounce, a rhythm that really counts. The temperature always mounts wherever they play the funny rhythm they play. It started on Journal Square, and somebody heard it there. He put it right on the air, and now you hear it everywhere. Uptown gave it new licks, downtown added some tricks. No town makes it sound the same as where it came from. So if you don't feel so hot, go out to some Jersey spot, and whether you're hip or not, the Jersey bounce will make you swing. Ooty-dooty, ooty-dooty, some tricks. No town make it sound the same as where it came from. So if you don't feel so hot, go out to some Jersey spot, and whether you're hip or not, the Jersey bounce will make you swing. Ounce by ounce, the Jersey bounce puts you right in the swing.
Hi, folks, here at 100.3 Sound FM, and this is a Swing Jazz and Blues show, and my guest here tonight is Ann Siktesh.
And hello, Jeff.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I just came from a bike ride, actually.
And a good crowd at the Fat Burger tonight?
Yep. So at Frat Burger, we got lots of people, and they were just kind of piling in when I was leaving. So it should be a fun time.
Well, I'm glad that you're able to get away from that and help us out here tonight. You know what? We're celebrating our 50th tonight.
50th what?
50th broadcast.
Really?
The Swing Jazz and Blues Show.
Oh, that's awesome. Congrats.
We're going to sing a song.
Are we? What song? Oh, I can't sing.
Well, neither can I, but I get this idea, right? What we're going to do is, you know the song Happy Birthday? Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Well, happy anniversary to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, here we go. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you.
The Swingin' Blue Show.
Yeah.
I thought we're gonna swing it. You're looking at me. I'm like, wait, am I supposed to do it some more like syncopation or something?
With a good swing beat in it. That'd be a good trick.
Okay, that's the only singing I'll probably ever do on radio, and that's the last singing I'll ever do on radio.
You know, just to carry along the show here. Maybe we'll have to do some more singing later on tonight. Just to, set the mood here.
Well, we may have some guests, so maybe we'll get them to sing depending if
they
show up.
Oh, yeah, you were saying that. That's right. That's good.
Yes.
And what kind of music do you have for us tonight, Anne? We were just talking briefly there. You have new stuff from your trips and?
Well, the last weekend that I was at, I did a big trip of around the States, and the last one was a Balboa weekend in Cleveland.
Yes.
And there was a lunchtime seminar on the history of Chick Webb, Artie Shaw, and Django Reinhardt, and Benny Goodman. So I have some music there to compare it, and I also did some fact-checking on Wikipedia. So it's just kind of, I can do a little bit of a history and music at the same time, which I found a lot more informed after it, so I thought it was pretty neat.
Well, that's all right. That's good to hear. So that will be, you decide which one you want to start with there?
Sure. Actually, I'll start with a song that I found in Seattle, and it's actually performed by a Seattle band called the Careless Lovers. They are all swing dancers, so they tailor the songs very much to swing dancing. And it's called Doing the Jive, and the guitarist, Mike Faltasek, created a dance to it, kind of like the Shim Sham, and he's been teaching it to lots of people. And I'll actually be doing a class with Julien in July, teaching it. So it should be a lot of fun.
Okay, let's do that. So 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio, and this is your best jazz, blues, and radio show
ever.
Ever.
Awesome. Because it's the 50th, and this is Doing the Jive by the Careless Lovers.
All right, here we go.
Clap your hands and you swing out wide. Do the Suzy Q
Wow, that's a great song. Tell us again, you just got back from a great, just tell us the audience how far and what y'all did for the last, like, 2 weeks or three.
It was almost 4 weeks, I think. I started off in Waterloo, and I did a grand trip of the U.S. I did a road trip out to Seattle, Rochester, and then Cleveland. So those were one city per weekend, and it was a swing dance workshop per weekend. So in Seattle, it was Camp Jitterbug.
That's so awesome.
It was so awesome. I mean, it was my friend Anna from Chicago and I, and we road tripped out camping along the way. So we got to see Yellowstone. We got to see just lovely things along the way.
Oh, I know. You were posting pictures, and they were great.
I was. Twitter and my blog and everything were my friends. So usually found Wi-Fi somewhere, some sort of coffee shop, and then posted our pictures. So it was Camp Jitterbug in Seattle.
And is that where this song came from you just played?
Yes.
Okay.
Anna and I were there, and I picked up the CD.
Yeah.
And it was the only CD in the car on the way back. So driving from Seattle to Des Moines was interesting musically, because we had the radio that had three stations on it, and then the CD. So I know it quite well now. And then got to Des Moines and flew to Rochester for Stompology, where, again, I met Mike Faltasek and the Careless Lovers, and a lot of the same instructors as the previous weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But this was solo jazz, and that was fantastic. Lots of fun. Learned a lot. And then Cleveland the weekend after. That was amazing to see a whole ballroom full of Balboa dancers. Crazy. Never thought I'd expect
it. It was the all Balboa weekend, wasn't it?
It was, yes. That was Dave, Amanda, myself, Mimi from Waterloo all went, and there was a bunch of people from Toronto that went.
Everybody was doing something here. So Julianne and Connie were down to the Cube. That's Chicago Underground Blues Exchange.
Yeah, and Julianne came back all smiles.
She always smiles. She's a happy, happy person.
That's true, actually. When I was learning this routine with her, and the entire time she was just giggling and having the best time of her life, and it's contagious.
Well, you know, I noticed that swing dancers, they just anticipate having fun, and they walk in with a smile on their face, and zoom, you're gone. It's good.
It's the attitude you bring into it. If you're happy, you will be happy, and if you're dancing, you're just going to have a blast.
And if you're not happy, then once you start dancing, you'll be happy.
So the end result is good no matter what.
What's your next song you're going to play for us here? A little history of where you got it, and tell our audience so I get them anticipating what you're showing to us tonight.
Sure. So I'm going to switch to... I just wanted to play the Doing the Jive song because I liked it, but I'm going to switch into Balboa because it's a kind of one of the fringe dances that I've been really interested in lately. And All Balboa Weekend was all Balboa. Seriously, it's all about that. So a little bit of history about the dance. Came from Southern California in the 1920s and came around just before World War II. And it's named for the Balboa Peninsula in Newport Beach, California, where it was invented. So that's where the name came from. It's not Rocky Balboa. and the reason why I came back was actually because... Jonathan Dixby and Sylvia Sykes, two well-known Balboa dancers, decided to look into it and contacted the old Balboa dancers asking about it. And it was kind of a funny story. I believe Nick Williams was explaining it this past weekend. They're saying, nah, don't start Balboa. Just like, pick another dance. They just didn't want to teach it to them. But then they were persistent, and they finally learned it. And I'm glad they did, because now it's spread all over the place. So the first song I'm going to play is from Django Reinhardt. And this is one of four musicians that's very well known for just Balboa-type music, which is a very... You'll hear the brush type of beat in all of these, but they have very different flavors. So Django is the creator of hot jazz, essentially, and known for songs like Minor Swing, Daphne, and Djangology. I believe is how you say it. I'm not too sure.
Djangology, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so just a brilliant guitarist. So I'm going to start with that one, and this will actually be Charleston.
Okay. You're 100.3 Sound FM, and my guest is Ann Sickchess tonight, and this is your host, Jeff Steger, and it's our 50th. Hooray!
Hooray!
All right, here you go. That's great. That's the Django. He's great. He's played a lot of dances and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, he's just an interesting story is with, obviously, he got, like, was it first and second degree burns on his hands and left his third and fourth fingers paralyzed. So when he was doing solos and stuff, he'd only use his first two fingers. But then when he was doing the strumming, he'd actually use his whole hand, but in a very peculiar, like, a very particular fashion that mm-hmm. was seen in... or copied in Swing Kids, if you've ever seen that movie.
So, like, the way his hand was, did it make a sound that no one else did because the strings were pulled in a different fashion? Or was there any unique thing like that to it?
Not that I'm aware of. It's just, I think a lot of people were like, oh, wow, he plays great. So it has to do something with, like, you know, his hand. Or, like, I'm not too sure, but I don't think that was part of it. I think he was just, like... great guitarist.
Yeah, he's a great guitarist, and then they seem to add their own little special kind of knack to it. Maybe the way they put that extra little strike to the string or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. What's your next selection?
The next artist is Chick Webb, and he is a drummer and band leader. Very interesting story, actually. He suffered from tuberculosis and therefore had a very short stature. So when he was at his drum kit and playing, all you could see was his arms, apparently. You could never see his body. Like, you just saw these, like, wild arms just going everywhere, just drumming, bang, bang, bang. He originally started as the drummer in Benny Goodman's band, but after being in it for a while, decided to split apart and had his own. And then Benny Goodman picked up Gene Krupa. So there was a lot of band battles back then. So then Chick Webb's band would battle off with Benny Goodman's band, and also just a whole bunch of others. So Gene Krupa and Chick Webb would basically have like drum battles, like drum face-offs, because like the Savoy type of style is you have two bands, one on each side, because the Savoy was a block long, and they would kind of battle instrument for instrument, where, you know, the clarinet on this side would battle the clarinet on the other. And then when it came to the drums, there was, so apparently one time when Chick Webb was just on fire, just did the most amazing solo, and Gene Krupa just got up and took a bow. He just acknowledged, like, everyone knew that Chick Webb was the drummer of that time. So we don't actually have much footage of him, but there is a short clip of him in the movie After Seven in 1929, and you actually see Shorty George in that same clip as well. Like, he's off to the side, you barely see him, but yeah, he wasn't, you don't get to see him very much, but you definitely hear him, so that's pretty awesome. And yeah, so the first song that I'm going to play, or we'll play one song by Chick Webb here, and it's well known. It's got a very catchy name called Lindy Hopper's Delight.
Okay.
Use
I've
a
heard
lot
that before.
To,
yeah, that's good.
Use a lot to describe musicality because it has a very strong AABA format, so I enjoy it a lot. So.
All right.
Lindy Hopper's Delight.
Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef? We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Hello, Waterloo. This is Joe Hofberg, and you are listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3.
Hi, I'm...
Well, that's great. That's our sponsors, folks, and we're back here with Ann Siktesh, and we played two or three songs. Mm-hmm. We're just looking over some of the announcements here, and we have one of our friends from Hamilton's got a birthday coming up, right?
Yep. Tomorrow is Dean's birthday, so I want to make a shout-out to Dean. Happy birthday.
And there's something else going on in Hamilton. Let people know.
Yes. Next Wednesday, so June 20th, there will be the third anniversary of the Hammer Hoppers.
Hooray, Hammer Hoppers!
Woo! And we love Hamilton, so definitely want to celebrate their third anniversary. And to celebrate that, they are having Roberta Hunt and the Gents. So that is, I believe, at 9 at the London Tap House. And I have to say, the London Tap House is one of my favorite venues. It's,
yeah, it's nice up there, isn't it?
It's so quaint. I love it. And... yeah, go to that dance because it's awesome.
simply put.
Well, yes, simply put. And just another thing is Dancing in the Park has started. The weather has finally stopped being, near 5 at night. So we decided to start it as of this Tuesday. It will be every Tuesday around 9 o'clock or when the sun goes down because that's when we get power at the gazebo. So it was a great time this week. I enjoyed it.
That's good to hear. And folks, don't forget, too, this Saturday is the hot tub and party at Ross's.
Yeah. The barbecue hot tub blues house party. So that's Saturday, June 16th, 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. And live blues music, $10 suggested door cover. And it'll be featuring Roberta Hunt and Toby Hughes. So Roberta's going to be busy this week.
I hear ya. And a big shout out to Ross. He's such we have such fine, outstanding people in our community who support the dance scene. And I wouldn't want to just say there's so many besides Ross, but to all you the people out there helping the dance scene by providing space or volunteering, thanks so much. And thanks to Ross for doing that.
Also, I have to say a big thank you to Nigel and Jen right now because they're the ones holding down the fort at Fratburger. And I was looking desperately for some DJs and they stepped up to the plate, so thank you for that. I'd say currently, so
it's always good to have some new DJs. You know, they might just realize this is a lot of fun and become regulars.
Yes, I hope so. I know Jen was she took some sort of workshop on DJing for blues, so okay. I'm surprised she hadn't come out earlier, but then again, everyone's busy and that's totally understandable.
You know, and if anybody out there is interested in getting behind and playing some music, here at the station too, we're looking for people to come out and help us out. We're looking for hosts and co-hosts, and we're looking for people who might be interested in running the board here, and that'll keep this show going for another 50 shows. This is our 50th. Hooray!
Yay! Every time we say 50th, we have to start going yay and clapping. No. But yes, if you are interested, please contact... one of the people in the scene and say you're interested in DJing.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's multiple reasons. There are multiple facets you can practice. There is actually a DJ workshop coming up.
There. And this is for all of you who may have said, well, I'd really like to do it, but I'm not too sure how to do this. And the Hepcat Hoppers are running a 4-week course in disc jockey. And if you just want to try something different or think this is a great chance to kind of get a helping hand into the DJing, whether it's on the station here or else at dances and so on, it'll be great.
Oh, yeah. And don't worry about, what about if you don't like my music? I mean, people here are so accepting. You just start, and if you goof, then you just have fun with it. And you don't really goof because everyone has their own style. And
well, that's important. Like most people worry about goofing up, but that doesn't really happen. I mean, if you're dancing, people just want to dance.
Yeah.
And if you're like anyone, you're going to play a variety of songs. It's everyone, and it's so important to have fresh feelings and views on music to play stuff that may not get played or have a different kind of a slant to it. Whatever if you're a swing dancer, you like music, you will be a good disc jockey.
So that's everybody.
That's
everybody
right.
In the group, and even people who are just listening to the radio show and don't dance either. You know, if anyone likes music, they can kind of put some songs together and have some feeling into it.
What's your next song you're going to play for us here?
Okay, so next person that is in that this kind of set is Benny Goodman. So, like I said before, Chick Webb and Benny Goodman had lots of band battles and such. Apparently, he's one of those guys who has been credited with like thousands of songs. Mm-hmm. Not the most, I believe. Indian musician has more, like in the couple of like tens of thousands in his name. So Benny Goodman doesn't take the cake, but he certainly does get a second place award, I suppose. And he's a clarinetist, but he's also a band leader, so you'll will hear a lot of clarinet in his songs. And for the song of his that I will pick, let's go with Bugle Call Rag. And I actually saw, for the open, one of the Balboa competitions, the first place people dance to this song. It is an absolutely amazing video to watch, and I like it because it started off with like an aerial-ish type kick because obviously they knew the song. It was fun to watch, so this is why I'm picking it too.
Okay.
So Bugle Call Rag.
That is fast.
That is fast, and I saw people dancing to that.
No way.
Yes. That version, too. Not any slower. It was absolutely amazing.
So, like, can Balboa dancers dance at that speed all night, or they kind of, like, have some...
Oh, there's like, different speeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, fast music is... Like, usually, like, a variety of stuff, but a lot of fast music in a row, that's really challenging.
It is generally... There are... a lot of faster songs that will fit Balboa. So, like, Balboa... To start off with, Balboa is a very, like, two-step type dance because you have step or hold step type of thing. And when you put those two together, it's a very kind of like, that's why you have the beat very strong on each thing of ta 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 ta, so that you can get that really good rhythm rather than the Lindy Hop that will have kind of like the, yeah, it'll play between like the singles and the double type of beat.
Mm-hmm.
And so there will be the fast ones, and they usually are used for competitions or contests or stuff like that. And then you will have the slower ones. The slower ones will be, I think the slowest stuff that they played was about 150.
Mm-hmm.
So not blues, but like a comfortable Lindy pace. And so, yeah, you can, that gives you more time to play around with stuff. And I know I was talking to Amanda actually recently, and she's like, I like the slower stuff because you get to work stuff into it, not just like, oh my gosh, right, I'm going so fast.
Yeah, if you go really fast, you only get time to get your feet up and down. But if it's slower, you can put a bit more body English in, for lack of a better word, right?
Well, yeah, even as a follow too, because mm-hmm. you can put in more stylings when it's slower, because you're not like, oh my goodness, I just have to make sure my weight is underneath me. So I do like the variety. I generally like faster songs, which you may have noticed by the music selection. But yes, I can totally see where that's coming from, where the slower songs kind of give you some time to be more creative. They both challenge, they challenge you in both ways.
Yeah.
Creativity and just endurance.
So I just think, you had all these three different exchanges. I don't know if you've, after a while, you can need, if you go to a lot of exchanges over a few years, mm-hmm. you start to notice what sort of things are more popular, whether it's more this variety of moves or this certain type of music. Did you notice any kind of a trend in the, or similarities or differences in the music between the three scenes you were at? I mean, so some of them were obviously, like Balboa is different from what the other one was.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure they're not going to play, they'll play a variety of music because they don't want to just do a strictly one. But
yeah.
Any commonalities or striking differences between the three scenes?
Well, it was interesting that Camp Jitterbug and Stompology had shared the Careless Lovers as a band.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stompology and All Balboa Weekend shared Jonathan Stout and his Campus 5.
Okay.
But they sounded different. Like, Campus 5 actually did sound a bit different for the Lindy Hop event. They weren't at Stompology. They were at Camp Jitterbug. So okay. Both of them were at Camp Jitterbug.
Yeah.
And they were different at Camp Jitterbug than they were at All Balboa Weekend. They can tailor it to the type of dance.
Yeah.
But in terms of style, like, it'd be easiest to probably compare Stompology to Camp Jitterbug. And there was a lot of similarities. I mean, it was like a lot of, obviously, because Careless Lovers goes after the New Orleans jazz type of feel. And it lends itself well to solo as well, because it is just a kind of like, you can do the 20s Charleston or the solo Charleston and just throw in all your new jazz moves into it. What was popular? I'd say there were specific songs that were popular.
Yeah.
Like Black Coffee by Careless Lovers is a very popular song because it also has a music video after it. People stayed until 4:30 in the morning at the late night event in Seattle to hear the song.
No.
Yeah. I mean, like, they were just like, they played their set. They're like, thank you.
Yeah.
And then people chanted, you know, they did the Dean thing, you know, the one more song, and starts yelling and stomping on the ground. They played another song, still wasn't Black Coffee. And then they're like, oh, and we have one more song for you. And of course, the last song was Black Coffee. That was interesting. In terms of styles, I have yet to really pick up on maybe the subtleties of it. But because they were different flavors of weekends to begin with, they weren't just all blues or all mm-hmm. Lindy. That was a little bit hard to tell.
Yeah.
They were all fun, and that's that was something in common with all of them. So.
Well, you had a great adventure, and wow, that's pretty impressive. And I would love to get some of the other travelers on our show here. And when you go to so many dances like that, you get a new appreciation, and all of a sudden you see somebody you never saw before. So.
Mm. Yeah. One thing at Stompology that I really liked was that the Baby Soda Pop band, they had a bass, like a wash tub bass, you know, the one with like the stick inside,
yeah.
And you like pull the stick to get the different tones out of it. My band, like my little, you know, really not so great band, made a washtub bass, or found one in one person's basement, and started playing with it. I didn't actually consider it a real instrument. I thought it was just some, you know, put together thing, and he was using it like a pro, and I thought that was really impressive. I just sat there, I was watching him for a bit, and like, oh, that is really neat. And I realized, well, this is an actual instrument, and he was doing it very well.
What a great show. You got another song picked up there?
I do. Of the last one of this little kind of Balboa history kind of music-y thing. So we had Django Reinhardt, Chick Webb, Benny Goodman, and then this is Artie Shaw. And I have to say, this is probably my favorite. He also is a band leader and clarinetist, so some similarities there to Benny Goodman. But there's something about the Artie Shaw ones. I think there's just, it's a smaller group. It just has a cuter feeling, a little bit more off the wall. Like a little bit, I would say weird, but in a good way.
Okay.
And there's two songs that I really like, and I think I'm going to have to put Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo, because I've been playing them both a lot. Like when I was traveling down to Cleveland, like I was listening to Balboa music the entire way down. So I'm going to be picking Special Delivery Stomp by Artie Shaw.
Okay. That's a great song.
I enjoy it. Do you like the harpsichord?
Yeah. Little elements of cool stuff going on in there.
Oh, yeah. That's why Artie Shaw is cool.
Well, that's a great stuff. And this is our 50th.
Yay!
50th show for the Swing Jazz and Blues show here on CKMS Radio 100.3. And we're just delighted. I just want to take a moment and just thank all the people involved. First of all, of course, the Hepcat Hoppers for providing organizational skills to get it going, and our DJs and our hosts thank you so much for coming out. Turlock's not has moved on to other things. He's going off to Montreal, I believe, right?
He is.
And
hope he has a great time in my hometown.
I think that sounds like a I have no doubt Turlock will have a good time wherever he is.
And Montreal will never be the same, in a good way.
And also to the co-hosts, and you know who y'all are out there. There's been a whole pile of people come through, and if you look at the archives of this show, you'll see a lot of different names and people on there. And thanks so much for making the effort to come out on a Thursday night. I know it just speaks to your enthusiasm and support of a great scene here and a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And last but not least, and most importantly, I'd like to thank our studio, our audience. Studio audience, isn't that funny? Our audience.
Because
and
we have all these people watching us right now. They're our studio audience. You know, like those sitcoms? I'm kidding. There's no one here.
Well, yeah, at the moment, we're expecting some more visitors, I think. But I just want to thank you, the audience, because, you know, we know that you, some of you listen to us live, and we know that a lot of people download these episodes, and they play them at their leisure, maybe when they're driving or something. And just thank you for listening in and supporting the scene by mentioning to the people involved in this show that you've listened to it and you enjoyed it, what you liked or didn't like. So,
oh, yeah.
50th, yay!
I did definitely tell Dave, like, he was all excited because he was just like, wow, you know, like, there was a lot of downloads of this one particular episode or blah, blah. And, you know, with great reason, he celebrates the success of the show. Mm-hmm. And then I just keep on teasing him. Like, no, Dave, that's me just downloading it, like, you know, hundreds of times. just to skew the numbers. Obviously, I was teasing him, but no, it's great, though. I mean, interesting thing is that I was contacted yesterday by someone, one of my friends in Quebec City,
mm-hmm.
and she's interested in starting her own radio show in Quebec.
Okay.
Based on another guy who's doing a blues radio show there, and they just like that style, and then I had mentioned it on Facebook, and she saw that, and she's like, oh, cool, what do I need to get it set up? So kind of in the work, talking to her right now to get her radio show started up, and she really likes the idea, and I hope it takes off because it's fun from our end to do, so I hope she would have as much fun doing it in Quebec City.
Yeah, and hopefully she'll get a bunch of people to help her out because there's lots of production things to do, and depending on the...
That's the one thing that's really kind of like she's looking at right now. She's like, oh my goodness, what do I do? So...
Yeah.
And the podcasting does help, but not everyone's able to figure that one out on their own. So, you know, getting to know the right people is a very helpful thing, especially when you're trying to manage a whole bunch of stuff.
I know. And you can listen to our show here, of course. We mentioned that you can listen to the archives, but while we're live, you can listen to us, of course, on the FM dial at 100.3 and also on all around the world on the World Wide Web. At soundfm.ca and in the local area on the Rogers box, I think it's channel 946.
Okay.
So no problem there with listening to the station. So let's play another tune and maybe...
One of Jeff's tunes.
Jeff's tunes?
One of Jeff's tunes.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, one of my tunes.
Yeah, one of Jeff's tunes.
Oh, I'm not...
I've been playing lots of fast music, I know. And I figure we may need to slow it down a little bit because everyone's so excited. We need to kind of calm them down as the evening goes on.
Well, here we go. Here's one that I kind of like, and just pass me over that chord there.
All right.
And I'll plug this thing in, and we'll play this for a bit because I was going to maybe see about reading some more announcements there, and
because there's never a shortage of announcements. Oh, there's always something going on in this city.
I know.
Dancing-wise.
So on a quick look at my laptop here, I've always liked Johnny Lang, and I've played him before, but I'm going to play him again. Here we go, folks. It's 100.3 Sound FM, and this is Johnny Lang and his song Matchbox.